faraja. We all need comfort. Wote kila mtu hapa anahitaji kufarijiwa. We all have trouble. Wote tunakuwa na mahangaiko na shida katika ulimwenguni. We all have sin. Wote tuna dhambi. We all turn against God. Wote huwa tunamgeukia Mungu. We all live our own way. Na mara nyingi huwa tunatembea kwa njia ambayo sio sahihi. All of those things bring us pain. Na hizo vitu zote zinatuletea machungu kwenye miili yetu. In the Old Testament, Israel had pain. Katika kitabu cha Agano la Kale, Waisraeli, wana wa Israeli walikuwa na machungu mengi. Their pain was brought on by turning away from God. Machungu yalikuwa yamekuja ama yalitokeza kwa sababu walimgeukea Mungu. The same God that had created them. Mungu aliyewaumba wakamgeuka na kwenda njia zao wakaacha njia za Mungu. The same God that had loved them. Yule Mungu ambaye alikuwa amewapenda. The same God that delivered them out of Egypt. Yule Mungu ambaye aliweza kuwaondoa kwenye kule Misri. They had turned away from. Wakaweza kumgeuka na kumwacha. Over and over again. Mara kwa mara. The prophet Isaiah, nabii Isaya, spends much of his prophecy, anatumia muda mwingi wa unabii wake, chastising Israel. Kwanza kuwaelezea wana wa Israeli for turning against God. Kwa ajili walimwasi Mungu. But in chapter 40, katika mstari wa 40, his word changes. Mlango wa 40 tumeona vitu vikibadilika sasa. And God tells Isaiah, na Mungu anamwambia Isaya, to comfort ye my people. Kwamba fariji watu wangu. Comfort ye my people. Fariji watu wangu. That means they're uncomfortable. Hayo inamaanisha kwamba hawana faraja, yaani hawana sehemu bora. Their back hurts. Sasa mioyo yao imerudi nyuma. Their head hurts. Akili zao zimerudi nyuma. Their heart hurts. Mioyo roho zimeumia. Their soul hurts. Na mioyo na roho zao zimeumia. And it was time for comfort. Na ilikuwa wakati wa kuwafariji. Does your back hurt? Hata jinsi mnaumia. Does your head hurt? Kichwa kinawauma. Does your soul hurt? Today I want to bring you comfort. But I'm just here to tell you about it. God is the one that delivers comfort.
Amen.
You see, you got problems. And I've got problems. And I've got problems you can't fix.
Naweza kuwa na shida ambazo nyinyi hamwezi mkazitatua.
And you got problems I can't.
Hata mko na shida mimi siwezi kuzitatua mwenyewe.
Whether they're problems with money,
kama inaweza kuwa ni shida uko nayo ya pesa,
or with family,
ama familia,
or with sickness,
ama shida ya magonjwa,
we've got a great God that can comfort us in our affliction.
Amen.
And we may experience in this life,
na katika haya maisha tunaweza kuhisi hayo,
some comfort,
ule ufaraja,
but in the next life,
katika, lakini maisha ambayo yatakayokuja,
we'll experience eternal comfort.
Amen.
So God tells Isaiah,
sasa Mungu anamwambia Isaya,
comfort my people.
Fariji watu wangu.
There's a time a minister needs to tell you that sin is bad.
Kuna wakati ambapo mtumishi wa Mungu anaweza kukuambia kwamba hizo dhambi ni mbaya na maisha sio mazuri.
There's a time that a minister needs to lead in rejoicing.
Na kuna wakati ambapo mtumishi anaweza kuongoza kuambia kuna furaha.
And there's a time for a minister to bring comfort.
Na kuna wakati ambapo mtumishi wa Mungu anaweza kuambia kwamba kuna faraja.
And Isaiah is about to tell them how they can be comforted.
Na Isaya ako tayari kuambia kwamba saa hizi kuna faraja.
In chapter 40 he tells them about a great God.
Mlango wa 40 anawaambia kwamba kunao Mungu mkuu.
A big God.
Mungu mkuu.
A God that's bigger than their problems.
Mungu ni mkuu kuliko shida zetu zote.
A God that's bigger than their struggles.
Mungu ni mkuu kuliko na yale mahangaiko tunayopitia katika maisha yetu.
A God that's got all the answers.
Mungu ambaye ako na majibu yote.
I don't have all the answers.
Mimi sina majibu hayo.
I'm not bigger than you.
Mimi sio mkubwa kuliko
wewe. And I'm not greater than you.
Na wala sio mkubwa kuliko
wewe.
In many ways you are greater than me.
Kwa njia nyingi wala nyinyi mnaweza kuwa wakubwa kuliko mimi.
But God's greater than us all.
Amen.
He's got what it takes.
That's right.
There's a man in the book of Luke
who
from birth was sick of the palsy.
ambaye alikuwa na ugonjwa alikuwa amelemaa katika maisha yake.
And he had four friends.
Na alikuwa na marafiki wanne.
And they took him to a house.
Wakaweza kumpeleka kwenye nyumba.
Inside that house was Jesus Christ.
Ndani ya nyumba kulikuwa na Yesu Kristo.
And there were many people inside that house.
Watu wengi katika hiyo nyumba.
You see, he had a problem.
Mnaona sasa alikuwa na shida ya ugonjwa, ugonjwa wa ulemavu.
His problems like your problems.
Shida zake zilikuwa kama shida zenu.
And his problems like my problems.
Na shida zake zilikuwa kama za kwangu.
We can't get to Jesus Christ on our own.
Sasa
sisi wenyewe hatuwezi kujipeleka kwa Yesu Kristo.
So he had friends.
Sasa yeye alikuwa na marafiki.
They brought him to Jesus.
Wakaweza kumpeleka kwa Yesu.
The house was so crowded they had to go to the
roof. Kulikuwa na watu.
And they removed the roof of the house.
Wakaweza kutoa hizo faili waweza kumuingiza.
Douglas, would you like it if we removed the roof of this house? They removed the roof of the house. And they lowered the man through the roof. And he ended up at the feet of Jesus Christ. That's a place of comfort. That's a place where he would find the comfort for all of his needs. Jesus Christ looked down at this man. This man that couldn't walk. This man that could do nothing. He looked down at this man and he said, "Thy sins be forgiven." You see, everybody else thought that this man's problem was that he had palsy.
Right.
Jesus Christ knew his real problem was that he had sin. So Jesus Christ takes care of the big problem first. There were those that looked at Jesus Christ and said, "You can't do that." Jesus Christ said, "Watch this." And he tells the man, "Rise up and walk."
Wow. Yeah.
This man rose up and walked. He was comforted that day because he was served by a big God, a great God. On the way here, we traveled over the Atlantic Ocean. And we traveled over the Mediterranean Sea. Those are great bodies of water. Isaiah 40 says, God holds those waters in the palm of his hand. From Nairobi to here, we got up in the air in that airplane. And we looked to the north. And we saw Mount Kenya. A great mountain. Isaiah says,
Isaiah anasema,
that those mountains are weighed in God's scales. They're a little thing to God. Because he is so great. That mountain is big to you. Those waters are wide to me. But I got a God that's greater than them all.
Amen.
That God created that water. That God caused that mountain to rise up out of the land. And he's bigger than that mountain.
He's
greater than that water. And if he's bigger than the mountain, and he's bigger than the water, he's bigger than your sin. He's bigger than my sin. Does that comfort you here today?
Hallelujah.
There's a great God. I want to teach you a term. It says, "But God." It's two words. But God. In Ephesians chapter 2, we're reminded of us. Paul says, "And you."
Paulo anasema ndani yenu.
And you.
Na nyie.
That's Charles.
That's
Martin.
Mimi Martin.
Yeah. Mimi Martin.
Yes.
That's Martin.
Mimi
that's
Mimi.
Silas.
Mimi Silas.
That's Douglas.
Douglas.
And that's you.
Na wewe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ this morning?
Yes.
You have comfort.
Mnayo faraja.
Yes. And you who were dead.
Na nyinyi mliokuwa mmekuwa wafu.
He has quickened.
Amewawisha.
You were dead.
Mlikuwa mmekufa.
Now you have life.
Sasa mko na uzima.
The same God that formed Adam from the dust of the earth.
Yule Mungu aliyemuumba Adam kutoka kwenye udongo.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Sasa uhai ndani yake.
Is the same God that saw you.
Ndiye Mungu ambaye amekuona.
A dead sinner.
Ambaye alikuwa mwafu.
And he gave you life.
Mufu katika dhambi zako na akakupa uzima.
A God that can give life.
Mungu ambaye anakupea uzima.
Can give you abundant life. Now your abundance is different than my abundance. But your abundance is also the same as my abundance. It's called the blessings of God. You know what blessings of God are? It ain't money.
Amen.
It's joy.
Amen.
And peace. And happiness.
Amen.
And comfort.
Amen.
He says in Ephesians chapter 2, and you,
who were
dead in sins and trespasses, hath he quickened. He's given you life. Wherein in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, and every one of us has walked according to the course of this world, which is why we have sinned. We followed after the prince of the power of the air, the spirit thou now work in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath.
Sasa sisi katika asili zetu ni watoto wa shetani.
Even as others.
Kama wale wengine.
You see, that's our Mount Kenya.
Sasa hapo ndipo vile ule mlima Kenya.
That's our Atlantic Ocean.
Ndipo sasa ilipo kama
ile. They're big.
Bahari ya Atlantic na.
They're big problems.
Ziko kubwa sana.
The man's sin at the feet of Jesus' cross. The man that was lowered from the roof. The palsy wasn't his biggest problem. Sin was his biggest problem.
Amen.
And sin is my biggest problem. And you, who were dead in sins and trespasses, he had quickened. And you are a sinner. And you, you struggle. And you, you have death. And you, you have fatherless. And you have poverty. But God. But God. But God. Who is rich in mercy. He's got all the mercy that you need.
Amen.
He's got all the riches in the world.
And
all the riches in the heaven. That can take care of your problem. Remember, your greatest problem is your sin.
Amen.
He may not send more money your way. He may not send more food your way. But that's not your great problem. Our great problem is our sin. Now the Lord is faithful. And he says if you pray to him with all faith, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, that you can move mountains.
Amen.
You can do incredible things. But you can only do so by the power of God. So when we remove the need for money, and we remove the need for the things of this world, and we realize the great need we have is for the debt of our sins,
kumbuka kwamba na kufahamu kwamba tunachohitaji kuu ni
dhambi kuondolewa kwetu,
and we understand there's a God who's rich in mercy, that no matter where you're at, what your need is, you can say, but God.
Amen.
I am poor,
mimi ni maskini,
but God.
Lakini Mungu.
I am sick,
mimi ni mgonjwa,
but God.
Lakini Mungu.
I have needs,
mimi ninahitaji,
but God.
Lakini Mungu.
I'm going to die,
naenda kufa,
but God.
Lakini Mungu.
That same God sent his son, Jesus Christ. That when, even when we were dead in sins and trespasses, that Jesus Christ went to the cross.
Yes.
And he died a sinner's death so that my sin would be paid. So that the greatest need that I had, he would take care of.
Amen.
Does that come for you this morning?
Yes, sir.
Does that come for you?
Yes.
So the next time you struggle, the next time you have need, the next time you don't know where to turn, or where to go, when you don't know who to ask, you can say two simple words. But God. Because that's a big God. That's a great God. He has raised us up together. And you. And me. He's raised us up together. You see, it's good to go up.
Amen.
You had to go up to Jerusalem. You had to go up to the city of God. It was Jesus Christ that went up to the Father. It's good to go up. You see, the ground's dirty. It's got things on it you don't want. But up there, there's something that you want. And you want it because you've got life. There's comfort in that. There's a God of the sky. There's a God of the earth. There's a God of the universe. He's the same God as that in Africa. As he is in America.
Amen.
As he was to the Jews. So when God told
Isaiah,
comfort my people, the best way he could do that is by telling them that there's a God that's greater than your problems. There's a God that's greater than your hunger. There's a God that's greater than your thirst. But God. And it's this God that showers his grace upon us.
Amen.
That gives us what we don't deserve. He's the God of all mercy. He's the God of all grace. And he's God of all comfort. One more place. 2 Corinthians chapter
1.
Paul is praying for the church at Corinth. In his second letter to them, 2 Corinthians,
okay, Wakorinto wa pili, mlango wa kwanza,
chapter 1. Are y'all comforted this morning?
Yes.
I want you to be comforted not just today. I want you to be comforted tomorrow. When the Americans are gone, when we go back, you can still have comfort.
Amen.
Brother Douglas needs to comfort you.
Yes.
So tomorrow, if you don't have me, and if you don't have Brother Douglas, and I hope you do, you can say, blessed be God. Blessed is God. Even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Lots of fathers in this room, right? Charles is a father.
Okay,
Martin is a father. I am a father. I'm a baba.
Amen.
I have a girl. And I have a boy. Martin has seen my girl and boy. And I'm a father. I hope when I leave this world that I leave them something. That they have a piece of me that I have stored up and I have given them. But whatever I have, it ain't as much as the Father of mercies. The one who is rich in mercies. I can't give my children all that they'll need. But the Father of mercies can give us all that we need.
Amen.
Blessed be that God. The Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. If you receive comfort, it's from God. Because He's the God of all comfort. He comforts us in all of our tribulations. And when we do that, we can comfort others. So are you comforted? Are you comforted today? Well, then you go out and comfort somebody else.
Amen. Yeah, right. Amen.
You can comfort them by taking care of the orphans. And that's good. You can comfort them by sharing water. You can comfort them by sharing food. But the greatest comfort you can give them is the ability for them to say, but God.
Amen.
So you tell them, but God.
And
if they're a child of God, they'll receive comfort.
Yeah.
Comfort ye thy people.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am